Across the UK, there are 260 village shops owned and run by local people, but you don't often hear of a community shop in the inner city. Well, now a greengrocer's has opened up on an estate in Hull, and it's run by the residents. They say they want to make healthy food more affordable, and they claim they can even undercut the supermarkets on price. Paul Murphy, the BBC's Look North business correspondent, knows all about it. Paul, undercut the supermarkets, how could they do that?
Yes, it's a bold claim indeed, isn't it, Winifred? But it's all to do with overheads. They say that they simply don't have the costs of running the shop because it's voluntary labour. It's a cooperative and they're buying direct from wholesalers. And crucially, any profits from the venture are ploughed back into the business in order to reduce costs further. Well, Chris Pontone is the shop manager.
As a business, it's a case of finding the right suppliers, getting the right prices. We'll make a small markup for the running costs. And the more we sell, the more we can reduce the cost of the product. Long term, it should be a sustainable model. We hope it will be. And we're hoping to get enough volunteers that will know what they're doing and be able to take over the day-to-day running of the food court.
And the key to it is this markup. Because you don't have loads and loads of salaried staff and expensive delivery vans or indeed expensive premises, you're able to offer this at a very competitive rate, or all this produce.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The only overheads we've got are the basic running costs. But I mean, if you can imagine, even a small business this size, it's the wage bill that, you know, really does kind of eat into someone's profits. All the way actually making the profits, we can pass that on as a reduction to the general price of the product.
And are the people running the shop themselves then?
Yes, and with great enthusiasm on the estate. They used lottery money initially to set it up, and there are a dozen or more volunteers now involved with these low overheads. Residents even have a say on what is stocked, and they talk to local people about that. And one of the local residents is called Doug Smelt, and he's one of the shop volunteers.
It's a great opportunity for local people to actually take control of not just our food, but our lives as well. We can have a say on what's stocked in the shop. We can have some input in terms of pricing. But it's a great opportunity for people to come together as a community. It's nearer than the supermarket. The produce is much fresher than the big supermarkets. And from what I've seen, it's a much more competitive price.
And what the Fruit and Veg Project is also doing is giving unemployed teenagers like Jace Turner valuable experience as he looks for work.
It's great to get some experience of working in the shop and experience with customer retail, things like that. It's just great to do it for the community. At the moment I'm unemployed, I'm looking for an apprenticeship, but I am using this obviously to gain more skills with my CV, customer service, things like that. It's a great opportunity.
And are fruit and vegetables scarce and expensive on this estate in Hull?
Well, I think supermarket prices are probably not any more expensive than anywhere else in the country. But you're right, it's getting access to cheap and fresh fruit and veg in an area of deprivation. I have actually a price list from the shop with me here. I've been comparing it to some of the supermarket online prices this morning. New potatoes, £1 a kilo, where the supermarkets are charging about £1.24. And English sprouts, £1.10 a kilo. On average, an online shop this morning, I was looking around, about £1.51 in the supermarkets. Now, the Thornton Estate is an area with high levels of deprivation and poverty. It also has high unemployment, and local people recognise that good, cheap food will improve their general quality of life. The project's being backed by their local MP, Alan Johnson, who is, of course, the former Health Secretary.
This was originally a greengrocer's, I'm told, in the 60s. Some of the residents that have been here for years were telling me. But there's been no outlet for fresh fruit and vegetables for years. And I know, as former health secretary, how important it is to prevent cardiovascular disease, to prevent cancer. And so they decided, look, if no one's going to come in and provide this for us, we're going to do it ourselves. So this is a fabulous, fabulous venture. The fact it's a cooperative, I think, is in tune with the times. Everything they make goes back into the local community. They've got unpaid volunteers who are queuing up to come and work here. The idea, if they get the allotments that they're looking for, is the fresh food will be grown on this estate and then sold in this shop. I mean, it's more than just a shop. This is an absolute venture that I think others would want to replicate.
And that was the former Health Secretary, Alan Johnson. Paul Murphy from BBC Look North, thanks for coming on to tell us about that.